Breaking news!
Oh man, this must be important!
107.7 The Bronx brings you your world in 2 minutes, full of world news, national news, rider news, and more from the top newsmakers on campus. You've come to the right place as we bring you the Bronx News Flash.
This is your Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes. I'm Alexander Young from Rider University. A new ALS treatment has been approved by the FDA. Revelo, which is a medicine from Amex Pharmaceuticals, is a new drug that is amongst only a handful of ALS treatment drugs on the market. One of the things that has helped fund this was the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge back from 2014. The challenge's viral status helped garner over $100 million in funding. The FDA Advisory Committee voted against the drug back in March of 2022, but now the company has approved it after more data analysis on the drug. The FDA is still open about their uncertainty about the drug's effectiveness, making it an unusual case. But there is still no cure to ALS, and there is still more research to be done on the disease in every facet. The pandemic is over has been a controversial question in the world recently, as President Joe Biden claimed that was the case last month, something that health experts heavily disagreed with. As of right now, some experts are expecting a fall and winter wave to hit the nation. Three new variants of COVID make up nearly one in five new infections nationwide, the most common one being BA5, and the others are subvariants of BA5 and BA2. As it's too soon to predict if these subvariants will become viral in the ways that past variants like Omicron and Delta did, many are now pushing for the resurgence of masks, and of course, for people to get all of their vaccinations. Most northwestern states have seen cases increase by 10% or more in the past 2 weeks, and deaths remain high, but they have fallen to 11% in the past 2 weeks. Over the week, Hurricane Ian demolished parts of Southwest and Central Florida, as by Saturday morning, at least 34 people have been killed by the storm in Florida, and many more fatalities are expected to be reported. The storm moved north, as on Friday, Hurricane Ian slammed into South Carolina as a Category 1. Floodwaters overwhelmed many areas that sit at or below sea level, and winds left destruction in neighborhoods. Here's South Carolina's Governor, Henry McMaster.
Water on the roads, we've seen photographs of it. The people have been sending us, the mayors and others, and it's still very dangerous. And there's still winds even where there's not much water in other parts of the state. So if you don't need to go outside in the wind right now, stay inside.
What's left of Hurricane Ian will lead to a weekend of nasty weather through the Garden State that could leave as much as 4 inches of rain along the Jersey Shore and generate strong gusts of wind at times, forecasters say. The weather will be cooler than average as well, so make sure to wear your warmest rain jacket. And that's all for this episode of the Bronx News Flash. From Rider University, I'm Alexander Young.
This has been the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx.
Oh man, that was pretty important stuff.
Missed your world in 2 minutes? You can listen to past episodes at 107.7thebronx.com/BronxNewsFlash on your favorite podcasting platforms. We'll see you next time as we get back to the biggest hits and best variety only on 107.7 The Bronx.
Sweet!